Thankalon, the good-for-nothing and his dog, a musical tale from Africa. I wonder how often I have listened to the story of Thankalon during the last months. Everything here reminded me of Thankalon and his family. Nowadays, I think that everyone must have felt like Thankalon, at least once in their lives. But enough of talking. Let us rather listen to the story of Tsan, whom the villagers soon called Tsan the Naked or Good for Nothing Tsan. Thankalon could not remember when he and his wife had last eaten a single meal for 2 days in a row. When things were going well, they would eat every 3 days. Otherwise, they fed themselves on tea, a broth that they made on boiling various plants. Their only piece of clothing was a loincloth, its strips held together by some miracle of nature. Thankalon and his wife could never leave their hut together, since one of them always had to remain naked. Thankalon was often the one walking naked around the yard. Soon the villagers called him Thankalon, Tsan the Naked, which also meant that he was a good for nothing. At first he felt insulted by this term, but you can get used to everything.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?